Welcome to The Planet Business, the world's fastest growing digital business building podcast for everyone. Whether you're a first-time entrepreneur or a seasoned biz building veteran, we're here to provide a space where anyone and everyone can succeed. No matter what level you're at, you're about to discover easy to implement simple methods that anyone, any gender, any race, any creed or color can use right now to create the business and life you want. Welcome to Planet Business, the bullshit free zone.
All right, welcome back to another episode. Apparently in this episode, our timer is going to be a big glob of thinking putty that has currently been placed by someone on my Content Creator of the Year Award, which was sitting on my desk.
It's very sharp, top pointed.
It's got teardrop a teardrop shape.
Yeah. So,
and apparently we're seeing how long it takes the thinking putty
putty is almost oozed over the very top of it. I'm sorry that you brought this up because it's a visual thing, but it is fascinating sitting here watching it. I just didn't want anybody to know that that's what I was actually doing. I feel like I'm being a little cruel to this thinking putty. And thinking putty can be your best buddy. So
on that note, let's get to it. So here's what we're going to talk about today is thinking putty and the art of focus. And it's interesting how this topic came up. We talk quite a bit about how do you stay at peak focus state, because it's hard as an entrepreneur.
Especially
your
online.
Focus is what determines like how well you get things done, how productive you are, what you're actually able to implement, do, not just for your business, but for your clients.
Yep.
And if you can't focus, ain't nothing successfully getting done.
Ain't nothing successful gonna happen. She's right.
Well, we were talking about it because I had a tin of thinking putty.
Which I had never heard of.
Sitting on my desk the other day, and he's like, you know, why you have silly putty.
Like, babe, why do you have, is this like silly putty or what is this? this is the jar I came in right here.
Okay. So the story behind that is I have Crazy Aaron's thinking putty, which you can find. We'll put a link somewhere near this episode to it. They sell it on Amazon. They sell it on their website. But it's a version of silly putty.
It's a miracle version.
Well, it's great because they put glitter in it. It's fun colors. They have
but
a magnetic
the way it
version.
Squishes, it's similar to silly putty, but it has this like hypnotic, trance-inducing, get you to focus and get stuff done and actually bring in income inside your business.
Well,
it's a weird effect.
That might be a little overpromising.
But
no, one of the things that I discovered when I was homeschooling my kids years ago was that my boys especially were very kinesthetic learners.
Different personalities.
Like they needed, like I'm somebody who can sit, pay attention, take notes, not all day, but for a decent period of time. Like I'm good at learning in a traditional format. Although I learned I'm better at learning in other formats, but I can learn that way. My boys were not. Their attention span, man, if they weren't interested, good luck. But I found when I gave them something like silly putty and just gave them permission to sit there and play with it while they were watching a video or while we were learning something, while I was reading to them, suddenly not only were they not as distracted and focusing on what I was saying, but they remembered more of what they were learning. And it was the weirdest thing because that, you know, that made no sense to me, like why that would work. But I realized
it makes perfect sense to me.
Yeah.
As soon as you told me about it, I was like, dang, I wish somebody would have thought to do that with me.
Yeah. Well, and it goes to, you know, we all have different learning styles, but I think also there is an element of when you've got something like silly putty in your hands and you're kind of playing with it, that preoccupation is freeing up something in your brain to like actually focus and learn things.
Yeah.
And it's an interesting
kinesthetically alters your brainwave frequency.
Well, it's I think why we get great ideas in the shower.
It's putting me into gamma state. I'm telling you, that's what's
going on. Well, I mean, like how many people get great ideas when they're showering, when they're totally not thinking about whatever their problem or challenge is, or maybe even thinking about it like back of their head, but something else is going on. And kinesthetically, there's water hitting your body. You're like, you're in a different state.
Yeah, puts you into a kind of a zone.
Yeah. And so that's where the idea for this episode came from. As strange as that sounds. And thinking putty is one of those things that I actually do keep on my desk because I find it enables me to, for whatever reason, stay focused.
By the way, I'm drinking one of our sponsored beverages. I'd like to say hello to the people over at Swiss Miss.
Wow.
I'm drinking currently a chocolate flavored coffee.
I don't know that you can say that.
It is a chocolate flavored coffee, babe. It's a chocolate flavored coffee. But anyways, I just wanted to give a little shout out to
But that is actually an interesting thought because caffeine is another one of those things that for some people, it does help them focus. For other people, it does not, and they should not drink coffee.
Scatterbrain for certain people.
Yes. But I think that's one of the most important things that you can look at when it comes to focus is know yourself and what works for you because so many of us were taught that there was only one way to focus. There was only one way to concentrate, and that is sit down at a desk, make sure your desk is totally clean, make sure the environment is totally quiet.
Factory worker focus is what that's called.
Well, and that's the way we're trained. And for most of us, it actually doesn't work.
That's what they were trying to turn people into because of the Industrial Revolution.
Yes, it's not like that's the way the educational system was set up.
The educational system changed, and you might not even realize this about yourself. A lot of people don't. I didn't. I felt so bad and so humiliated and so shamed all the time.
Well, you feel like you're broken, and you're not.
Like, I wasn't good enough because, you know, the teachers would, like, almost make fun of me, you know, some of them because they didn't know how to, like, fix me. Well, I didn't need to be fixed, and neither do you. That's what we're basically trying to get at. This silly putty is almost over the top, like almost completely.
I'm going to tell Patty Farmer that you've done this to the award show.
We should take a picture of it. I want to take a picture of it. Right
okay. Now. Patty, if you're listening, I apologize. I have to post the photo on my blog.
Patty, if you're listening, I don't apologize. I thank you for your contribution.
Well, it's a gorgeous award.
It is a gorgeous award. It's actually my favorite award that you have, which is why I actually won it. I guess probably why I picked it.
Okay. Anyway, back to the topic.
Also,
speaking of inability to focus, a couple of things that I wanted to talk about that I think will be helpful for you if you are looking at how do I focus more in my business? Because we have this idea that somehow, and some of the smartest business coaches I've worked with have been like, okay, now however many hours of billable time, you know, as you figure out that what's your sweet spot in terms of how much do you need to charge or how much do you need to make per hour, what are your highest value activities? Okay, and now you can only spend X number of hours a day at that focus level. For most of us, even if we work, oh, that's a scary picture. Even if we work 12 hours a day, or let's be honest, 14 or 16 hours a day, you probably only have 2, 3, maybe 4 hours
actually,
that are at your peak level of focus. Yeah, and we all know what that feels like. Like, you sit at your computer, and an hour later, you're like, oh, man, I didn't get this one important thing done. And
I know it sounds weird. We want to just talk to you guys about a few ways to actually, like, fix it. But, like, thinking putty actually does work for me. I'm not saying it would work for everybody, but I want to, like, start giving
thinking putty. I'm going to have to get more thinking putty.
Can we give thinking putty away to people?
Sure, we can give it away.
It's that therapy. It's like slow, cool lava. That's what it's like. It's like slow but cool.
Oh my, I'm going to get us back on track. But yes, we can do a giveaway for that. Stay tuned. We will figure that out. So when it comes to focus, there's really two things to look at. The first is how intensely can you focus? Like, if your max is 100%, where are you at? And one of the things that can help is when you notice that you're getting something really productive done, stop and write down, okay, what percent focused am I? Mm. And if it's a high enough percentage, ask yourself, okay, what did I do to create this? Yeah. What worked? How did I get in this state? Yeah. And then if you find yourself on the opposite side of the spectrum going, oh my gosh, I'm like 5% of my mental brain power right now. Ask yourself, how did I get here? Because there are so many things we can control with it if we're paying attention. And that's the thing that I found is really helpful for me. Like, I know certain things help me focus. Certain things will throw off my focus for the entire day if they don't go certain ways. And so when you're aware of that, you can create more intensely focused.
I can vouch for that, by the way.
Yes, interruptions tend to really defocus me.
That wasn't directed at me, was it?
Not at all.
Okay. I think it's just talking about, like, when the maintenance guy comes to fix something or something like that. You know, I think,
Well, there is a art to figure it out when you work from home. How do you minimize those distractions? Yeah. And one of the reasons to track your good focus is so that you can get back into that state quicker. Because that's the thing. If you can figure out how to put yourself into an intense focus state.
That's mastery.
Yes.
Yeah, that's actually mastery.
And it is one of those things.
Being able to, on command, get into a state of focus where you'll do certain actions with that actual, you know, intention and clear focus, basically.
Yeah.
It's
awesome. Well, and the same goes for creativity. One of the best books I've ever read is The Creative Habit by Twyla Tharp. She's a ballet dancer. It's a fantastic book.
I haven't read that one.
What she talks about is how to look at creativity, not as I'm not inspired, I'm not creative.
You have all these amazing books in your head.
That's because you don't read.
I read some, but I mean, like, I haven't read enough.
That's a really good one.
I've read a lot more.
We should read that. Because what she talks about is how to put yourself in a state where you can choose as a professional, because if you own your own business, you are a professional. Yep. You can choose to turn that on and off to, now I'm going to be creative. It doesn't have to be an inspiration thing. And the same is true of focus if you have a level of discipline with it.
Yep.
And that is hard. Like, I'm not going to sit here and tell you, I can absolutely turn my focus on and off. Right now,
you're
I'm going to be 100% focused. Well, not always.
You're
getting better.
You're better at it than I am.
Well, and it's something that I realize the discipline to focus.
Because I can't focus as long as you and actually make my ideas as good.
Well, okay, that's the other thing. There's how intensely can you focus? And then the other side of that is how long can you focus for?
Yeah.
Most of us have this misconception that I think really hurts entrepreneurs when we start, because we think I should be able to sit down and focus for 8 hours. Yeah. I should be able to start at 8 or 9 a.m., take a little break for lunch.
Even the most dedicated monk can't do what you're describing.
Well, that would be interesting to look into, because I bet monks have some good techniques for focus.
They do, but they still have to take breaks. They can't go for 8 hours like straight.
Well, it's not the way your brain is designed. Nope. And there's strategies out there like Pomodoro, things like that, right. Exactly, that will show you, you know, focus for 20 to 30 minutes at a time, take a break. That is when I am actually the most productive, is when I give myself permission to say, okay, 15, 20, 30 minutes, I'm focused on this. This is the one task I want to get at, because multitasking is a myth. And I say that as a mother who, you know, once was convinced that I was great at multitasking. Turned out not to be true. I'm just being honest. Multitasking is a myth. But because it's not multitasking, it's quickly switching between things. And some of us are good at being able to quickly switch, but it reduces our efficiency when we do that. He's now making a face in the silly putty.
No, no. What are you talking? Why are you revealing my secrets to things I do for you?
Wow.
As tokens of affection.
What you are looking at, it is cute. It looks like Groot.
It's like Groot.
I love those movies. This is a hilarious example of lack of focus.
No, I'm but actually really focused. It is. I'm maintaining focus on not being just totally fact-driven and boring. Because you know how I get when I do that? Nobody would want to listen to us if I was just fact-driven Mars that was making them think of point X, Y, Z.
Okay, that's true.
I just want them to be happy.
Well, happy and focused and productive. So how intensely can you focus and how long can you focus for? And as you start looking at those things, there's three things to look at. Let's start with the easy ones to fix, because the core one is a little bit of a challenge. We'll talk about that in a minute. The first thing is your environment. What do you need to change or shift to give yourself an environment where you can really focus? Because, you know, for some people it is, I need a clean desk. For other people, it's the mess on my desk doesn't bother me at all. It's the interruption. Stop talking to me and let me focus, right?
Amen.
Some people, you need music or you need something going on in the background to focus. Other people need complete silence. Yeah. Whatever it is, it's about finding that optimum space for you and giving yourself permission to embrace that and say, hey, I actually focus better when XYZ is happening. Now, track that objectively, because I want to sit here and tell you, I focus better when I'm listening to Star Trek in the background. That is not necessarily true. As much as I would like it to be, it's not, right?
Maybe. Now,
it's
totally true.
It depends on what I'm doing, you know, and there are certain things I'm doing that if there is music on, I do better. When I'm writing, music helps me stay focused. I like to listen to classical music, sometimes other stuff, but music helps me when I'm writing. Other things, I actually do better in silence. So it's about really figuring out for you and giving yourself permission to find those zones for yourself of where you can focus and be productive, and don't put unrealistic expectations on yourself.
Focus zones.
Yes. And then the second thing, second, third, however we're going to number these, we'll call that two and this three, and we'll come back to one, is tactics. So as far as specific tactics go, things like Pomodoro technique, there's timers for that. There's things like you can put apps on your computer that will block Facebook during certain times, if you know that's something that contributes to your lack of focus. But some of it comes down to discipline, right? It doesn't matter how many apps you install on your computer. If you have ever had a teenage son, you know this. No matter how many ways you find to keep them off gaming sites, they will find a way around that if they want to.
They will find their way to the promised land.
Yes. So you've really got to figure out how to make that decision for yourself, that you are choosing to discipline yourself and stay focused. Because the apps only assist you in that. They're only kind of like that beeping reminder, like in your car when you're backing up, of, hey, you're backing up right now. Yep. Be careful. Apps are the same thing. So it really is about finding that discipline within yourself to choose to focus. But there's tactics you can use that are really helpful. One of them is timers. Timers are the best invention, because you can sit there and go, okay, 15 minutes, that's all I've got to focus for. And that lets you get in a zone. I find when I do that and set a timer for 10 or 15 minutes, at the end of that, I'm like, oh, great, let me set the timer again, because then I'm focused.
Oh,
but it didn't feel like such a big chunk that I'm like, oh my gosh, I have 2 hours.
You get a dopamine release, and the dopamine release is a pleasure release, the thing we were just talking to Mary about.
Yes, we were just having a conversation about that.
It sets you
small successes.
Yeah, like you actually get a dopamine release, it's like pleasure.
Yeah, you have to set yourself up to feel like you're succeeding.
If you make it torture to do the thing that you are trying to improve in, like in other words, you make it painful, you'll unconsciously, quite naturally,
avoid
doing it.
Oh, absolutely.
You have to, like, give yourself systems that will give you rewards as you're actually hitting goals and stuff like that.
Chocolate covered coffee beans work great.
So
for
if
me.
You can focus right now for 3 minutes, that's great. Give yourself a reward. Go give a chocolate covered coffee bean to yourself. And then go back and focus for 4 minutes.
I like the white chocolate kind. Just FYI.
Yeah, okay. Get a white chocolate delicious thing and then do 5 minutes, then do 6 minutes.
Yeah. And it's something, focus is like discipline or anything else that you build up over time. And it's funny. We were actually talking, was it yesterday? I think about brain elasticity and IQ and all of these things that when it comes to your physical body and your muscles, people go to the gym and nobody questions that you can strengthen your muscles if you work them out. But we all have this crazy idea that our brains aren't the same way.
Right.
That, whatever focus level I have, that's just who I am. That's just how I am. Right. Whatever level of willpower I have, well, it's just who I am. It's how I am. Whatever level of IQ we have, it's just who I am. It's how I was born. That is all. Can we say grown-up words on this?
Bullshit.
Those are just excuses.
No, sorry.
You to let excuses? Yourself. You said the word I was thinking.
Okay, cool.
To let ourselves off easy. You have so much more potential than probably even you realize. And so does your mind.
Yeah,
like you can exercise it. And I mean, the studies coming out around neuroplasticity and things like that are so incredibly fascinating right now, showing that,
well, the things that they
you
prove.
You can change your IQ.
Yep.
Which, if you can change your IQ, you could certainly change your ability to focus.
The thing we were talking about earlier actually goes to this, and it actually does go to focus too. When humans were alive, 10,000 years ago, they had a lot more dangerous stuff happening to them, right? So humans back then had a lower IQ. It's just kind of a known thing based on the tools that they built and the way they built houses and so forth.
Or they chose to apply their intelligence differently.
Okay, but my point is, when you go into a post-traumatic PTSD
right.
scenario, you actually lose your higher thinking ability. Your IQ drops for a few minutes.
Yes, trauma
it drops because it drops because your brain has to like not have so much complication. It's got to make a decision fast. And so it's basically got to go to the amygdala, right? And the amygdala is what fires up when you're in a stress trauma situation. So what happens is, even if you have like some sort of post-traumatic stress, something happened to you when you were younger or last year or,
Well, and a lot of people actually have symptoms of that. Who haven't connected that they do.
Look, he got sad.
Yeah. Oh, my silly putty has dripped down into it.
Went from a smiley face to a
sad
face.
It was such
face.
A cute little Groot looking face a minute ago.
No, he's just sad. Looks a little older.
This seems like it's not helping us focus.
All right, I'm going to take this.
When I play with it, it helps me focus. That actually brings me to an interesting, tactical thing that I wrote down because I wanted to remember to share it. A lot of times when we can't focus, it's because we have so much on our mind, right?
Yeah.
Like you're talking about the fight or flight or freeze, in my case, fight, flight, freeze, I freeze, reaction that we have under trauma and stress. And when you have a million things on your mind, it's no wonder you can't focus.
Yeah, it's not even really your fault.
No, it's not. And that's one of those things that, especially if you've gone from working in a corporate environment or working a regular job or straight out of school with it's very structured into an entrepreneurial business. So like wherever you came from into an entrepreneurial business, you suddenly have 17 million things flying at you all day.
Yep.
And you are suddenly responsible for everything.
For way too much for human
everything. Answer. Like you are wearing 37 different hats.
Right.
And so there's things there that you've got to look at and give yourself some like, permission to realize that that's not unusual if you're having trouble focusing. Most human beings cannot focus when they have that many things on their list. So there's things you can do that really help with that. Having a very, very organized system to track tasks and things that are on your brain, that in itself will free your mind up to be able to focus. And that's one of the things that I find helpful. Anytime I get into a total overwhelmed state where I'm like, oh, I'm getting nothing done today. I am so stressed out. I feel like none of these important things are getting completed. If I just sit down with a notepad and write out literally everything that's on my mind, like I don't go to some like crazy level of strategy where I'm like, okay, these are the home related, these are the family related, these are the financial related, these are the business related, I don't do that. I just literally brain dump everything on my mind.
Now, here's the thing. If you're listening right now, you actually need to pay attention to this, because the one thing that Michelle gets asked more than anything else, and I actually think it's, I understand why people ask her this, and the one thing that they ask about you more than anything else, I don't know if you notice this, I'm sure you do, but I know I've noticed it, is how do you get so much done? How do you get so much stuff done, right? So if you're going to take someone's advice, take the advice of someone who has done what they're advising you to do, who's not just telling you a theory that they read somewhere else. This is important. People do this all the time. Okay, because somebody's good at making it sound like they understand a thing does not mean they've actually experienced it. And you
I do get a lot done.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I get a lot done. And part of it is this, is that I sit and brain dump. I will write down everything that's on my mind, because then I'm not worried I'm going to forget something. Because that's where a lot of us lose focus, is like in the back of our mind, it's like, okay, can't forget this, can't forget this, can't forget this. And then we're not focused on the thing that we want to be focused on. So that's the first thing, is just like write those lists out for yourself. I do it at the end of the day, before I close my computer, before I go to bed. I write out everything that's on my mind. When I am being really productive, I will write out everything and then I rank it. I sit there and look and I ask myself, if I only could get one thing done tomorrow, what would be the key thing to get done?
Yeah.
Because then I can start with that. I can focus on that. And if I get that one thing done, I have succeeded. And it sounds so small, right? Like one thing, are you kidding? I have 50 things on my to-do list. But one thing a day will move you forward and get you in momentum in an amazing way. And when you get that one thing done, this goes to the dopamine thing you were saying. I feel like a drug addict. When you get that one thing done and you feel happy about it, you're energized to get the next thing done.
Yeah.
And so it sets you up to really succeed with your day. So if there's one thing I could tell you about focus, it's find the environment that allows you to focus. And then the second thing would be find the ways that free your brain up. So whether it's using something like Wunderlist or Workflowy online or an app on your phone, or I mean, like I literally have legal pads. Mine aren't yellow.
I bought them.
Pink and blue and green.
Because I love her. I was like, hey, babe, what could I get you? I wasn't just sucking up like the normal, like,
Okay. Anyway, I have notebooks and I literally write it all down, because that's the easiest way for me to track. And there's something about writing it down on paper that makes a difference for me. I don't connect well. Now, an online calendar I finally adjusted to, that works for me. I use Google Calendar for everything. If it's not in my calendar, it's probably not going to happen. That's the other thing. Figure out the best time of day that you focus well and block that time out. And you've got to make it something that there are strong boundaries around, where nothing else gets put in that time. When I am being really productive, my day has time blocked, and it's usually first thing in the morning. If my mornings get thrown off and I'm like in a million discussions, the rest of my day I don't focus well. But if I can have that focus time and focus it on specifically whatever that one thing was, the rest of my day goes so much smoother. But that's not true of everybody. Some people focus well in the evenings.
Yeah, no.
One of my kids, my daughter, like if I would let her do schoolwork in the evening, she got it done so much faster and got so much better grades on it. She's not a morning person. No, it's just not her natural rhythm.
No, I'm that way too.
Yeah. And so that's the other thing is, yeah, we live in reality where there are time zones and calendars and people want to meet during certain hours of the day. However, if you're an entrepreneur, it's partially because you don't like being told what to do. You can set your own rules for your business.
Yep.
I have clients that I do meet with either early in the day or late in the day or different times than some people might, because I know, okay, my brain can function well at this time and it's better for them. And I'm cool with that. Now, there are other times that I'm like, I know certain hours in the middle of the day, my brain is not good for anything until I've had a break.
Everybody's
and I can refocus. Yeah. Well, and it's just being aware of it and allowing yourself to work with your natural rhythms while working to constantly improve them. Because that's the other thing is, if right now you only have, 100% focus for 30 minutes of your day, okay, what can you do tomorrow to make it 35 minutes?
Right. Yeah. Right. Just keep on.
And every single day, just look to beat that. How long can I focus today? How many blocks of focus time can I get in until you get to something that's really an optimized version, both of your schedule and of you?
So let's give them one more. That's really important.
Oh, one more. That's really important. Well, I guess, let me ask you a question. What works best for you to get into a focused flow state?
Okay. A couple of things. If I follow the same pattern every day, I force myself to do that. My problem is I have to force myself to do it sometimes. But like if I do that, just knowing what comes next, I can actually do things for much longer periods of time. Like I can read for an hour straight when for years I couldn't read for more than 10 minutes. I just had to stop because it hurt my brain, right?
Wow.
Yeah. So, but now I can. Now I can read for.
I was the kid who would read for hours. As
yeah,
a kid.
Yeah, my daughters were that way too, especially my oldest son. She was that way too. Yeah, I mean, that's it. My thing is just be regular. And then I do notice that certain kinds of teas, stuff that I used to hate, okay? But certain kinds of teas, especially like Japanese matcha, like if you get the good kind.
Somebody's a tea snob.
All brands are made equal, okay, are created equally. So some of them look, I actually am like, I've just been able to quite focus and it's not painful. You know,
yes.
Like not focusing is like a high pitched sound that's whistling or something, and it's not really doing anything that bad. It just can't focus, you know. Yeah. And so it's like when I say I'm able to focus, it's like whatever that is that's going on constantly for me, I can turn that whistle off. You
know? Well, focus doesn't have to be and shouldn't be painful. That's the thing. There are so many things that I think are actually a natural state for human beings, not 24 hours a day, but they're a natural state. We just have to figure out how to get back to them.
Right.
And, you know, that's interesting that you mentioned the tea. I know for me, caffeine actually helps me focus. And people who spend any amount of time around me know not only is it safer to be around me if I've had coffee.
Well, you can't be. It's not safe at all. It's not
safe. I enjoy my coffee. It does help me focus. Like it calms me down, helps me focus. And I suspect because I'm like ADD, right? I mean, I'm actually diagnosed with with some of those challenges that I choose to see as superpowers.
This is what I say. People always say disorders.
It's just different. Like
different things are supposed to be disorders. I see it as adaptations. And it's how you use the thing, the adaptation that you have. Like some people use adapting to pain to become narcissists. And some, which we should do a thing on at some point.
Oh no!
But just different brain types and dealing with different types of people and what's working about what certain types of people are doing.
That's the thing is any strength can be a weakness and any weakness can be a strength. Yeah. It really is all in your perspective.
It is, and it is all in having a very clear moral code. You know, but anyway, separate thing.
Different topic. We have lost focus.
But you asked me what I thought.
Yeah.
How I get into a focus state. It is having a regular schedule and then also certain types of substances. Tea.
Substances.
Well, tea, coffee, a little bit.
Well, no, I mean that's legit. Well, it depends.
I feel faster. Well, I'm just saying for me because you asked for me. I feel faster from the caffeine, but I don't feel clearer. You know what I mean? I'm going, but I'm not like I know exactly. What
yeah, I don't feel faster. I feel calmer when I drink caffeine, which is not a not everybody's response to, but that goes back to what we said at the beginning of. Be okay with finding what works for you and experimenting. One thing that I've talked about on Instagram before is things like Alpha Brain. I can tell a difference when I'm taking those kinds of supplements.
Is that like Onnit?
Yeah, that's from Onnit, Alpha Brain. I took it years ago. I can look into that.
You refer that to everybody on earth.
That's because it works.
You probably make like freaking 5 or 10K extra a year off that.
It is a good product. Like, I guess I'll figure out if they have an affiliate program.
Because like, can you order some?
I ordered you some. It's at your mailbox.
Oh, you ordered some. Okay.
This is, we've gone totally off track now.
See how she took us off the track like that? I've been trying to keep us on the
rail. See, we wanted to use this episode as a way to show you what happens when you're not focused.
See how the effect it has on other people. How do you feel right now?
No, our goal is to give you some ideas of some silly things like Thinking Putty that can actually really help you. And plus, they're a great company. Like if you look into Crazy Aaron's Thinking Putty, I'll put a link in this episode. They're really, really active in...
What amazing. Are you?
Okay, he is watching it
watching
like
it
drip between
slowly.
The shelves
it
on my
like
desk
20
now,
minutes and it's like dripping between the shelves. And you can also hold it in your hand and squish it. You can roll it into a ball. But this is the first like stuff I've seen like this where you can actually watch it sort of drizzle in slow
for
motion.
Anyone listening, the color he's currently playing with is called aqua. Hypercolor Mystifying Mermaid with glitter.
Yeah, it looks aqua-y.
It's also color sensitive, so if you put it in the freezer, it turns blue.
It's magic.
Dark
I'd love
blue.
To watch it on my time lapse.
Anyway. Thank you for tuning in for this episode where we demonstrated lack of focus while talking about how important focus is for entrepreneurs. No, seriously, I hope this has been helpful in giving you some ideas and some tools to use and also maybe some fun to listen to. Leave us a comment, subscribe, rate, review, and we will be back again for another episode. Anything unfocused you want to say?
No, I just want to say,